One person watching today's explorations is science fiction writer Kim Stanley Robinson. He wrote a trilogy on the subject of human settlement and exploration of Mars called Red Mars, Green Mars, and Blue Mars, and he joins us now from his home in Davis, California. Hi, Mr. Robinson.
Hello.
How does the real exploration of Mars compare to your fictional explorations of it?
Well, it's robotic instead of human, and it's happening now in our time rather than about 20 years from now, which is when my novel sequence begins.
So they're a little ahead of your schedule.
Well, but the robotic stuff has to precede the human exploration of Mars, so really this is the schedule.
You've been looking at the pictures sent back from Mars?
No, I sure have.
Now, we should mention, just for those who aren't too familiar, I mean, you're a science fiction writer. You're writing fiction, but you get a great deal into the science. When you look at those pictures, what are you looking for? And when you listen to the reports, what are you listening for as you try to find out if there's life there?
Well, I am an English major, and so when I'm looking at the pictures, I'm just looking at it as a backpacker, looking for ridges in the distance, looking for interesting features. The horizon is only, say, 3 miles away instead of 6 miles away because of the sharper curvature of Mars' surface being a smaller planet. So you don't see as much of the distant features. And I just like looking for hills and something that's new and interesting, you know, just like any other primate in a landscape that he hasn't seen before.
Could I just ask what drove you to write 3 books about Mars?
The earlier robotic missions, the Vikings and the Mariner, had provided us with a vast new fund of knowledge about Mars. In effect, those missions gave us a planet. Before that, it was just a blurry image in the telescopes. And nobody had put to use all of that new information in stories about humans in that place. So the time and my interests all came together in a way that made me think it was a great opportunity for a long novel, a very long novel.
I guess if this mission this weekend proves anything, it's that you're not the only person who's fascinated by the subject of Mars, which makes me wonder what about this planet captures our imagination.
Well, that's an enduring mystery. I've been asked that many times, and I'm not quite sure. I think there's something fundamentally mysterious about our attraction to it, but what I think is going on is that it's visible to the naked eye. We see it up in the night sky. We know that it's the planet next door and that it's real. And so that means that we don't have to take it on faith from other people. And then on the other hand, we know that it's empty. It's an empty landscape, and so it represents a possibility in the largest sense of the word. And it certainly outstrips any other object in the sky in terms of fascination for human beings and generating stories and interest.
Now, you're looking at these pictures of Mars where? On the internet? On television?
I was looking at them on television last night when they were coming in live. Now I'm looking at them on the internet.
And your son is with you today at home?
Yes.
How old is he?
14.
Is he looking at the pictures too?
Yes, he is, but sort of because I make him. It's not his thing.
He's not as interested in this distant planet.
Well, it's, you know, to a certain extent, that's the thing that Dad does. That's Dad's job. And so he has his own interests in life. And so I, you know, when your dad is telling you something is fascinating because it's his work, it's not, that's not the biggest selling point to a kid these days.
Well, maybe when he grows up and catches the shuttle flight to Mars, he'll appreciate it a little more.
Yes. Well, he's had a big picture of Mars sitting over in his bed since he was about 2 years old. So for him, it's just part of the normal landscape, really.
We've been talking to science fiction writer Kim Stanley Robinson, one of many people watching from a distance the exploration of Mars. Mr. Robinson, thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And one last bit of news about Mars, or really a lack of news. British scientists say they will keep trying to contact the Beagle 2. That's the probe that was supposed to land on Mars on Christmas. It hasn't been heard from.